This podcast is brought to you by our Father's Day special. Get Dad something he'll love. Get him a Buy American, Support America t-shirt. If you buy today, you get one of Howie's awesome books for free. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click the banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking, unruly.
You blind? Are you blind?
And, you know, we haven't even started talking about the tweets of the President of the United States adding just that much fire.
Right now, there are actual flames. There is an actual fire. And the President is once again using Twitter to stoke those flames.
This is what Trump's America looks like now.
Oh, God, not this again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just walking away from this platform you've been so critical of?
Well, you know, if you weren't fake, I would not even think about it. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I'm real,
but the news is fake.
It's a fact.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
On Twitter, shouldn't the president be fact-checked? Especially this president.
If you're going to get into the fact-checking business, there's no one that should be fact-checked more than the mainstream media that has been continually wrong about a number of things. ABC News in December of 2017 falsely reported that Flynn would testify that the president directed him.
Excellent.
Your network, CNN, botched their WikiLeaks email exclusive and were forced to make on-air corrections.
Excellent.
CNN's Jim Sciutto dropped a fictional bombshell in 2018.
Finish him. Unchained and unstoppable.
Individuals who, when they're under oath, say, I see nothing, I see no collusion, there's nothing. And then I see those people on television saying the opposite. It's a clear message that this is about grandstanding. It angers me as a citizen of this country.
Biden is showing steady, quiet leadership, and that's what people want.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-leader.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-leader.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242 is the Twitter man in charge of integrity, so-called. Is he on the case of all this these false tweets that are being sent out saying that Donald Trump was posing at a rally in Minnesota with the cop who was just arrested? That's totally false. It's fictitious. It's the guy that they're saying is next to Trump is the president of the police union, I guess, in Bloomington, Minnesota. It's not this guy Chauvin or whatever his name is. But I haven't seen Twitter pulling off any of that stuff. I guess not. That's the way it is. As Trump said today, he'd like to be able to delete Twitter, but you know, what's he going to do? Because the mainstream media is even more fake than Twitter is. Cut 22.
If we had a fair press in this country, I would do that in a heartbeat. There's nothing I'd rather do than get rid of my whole Twitter account, but I'm able to get to, I guess, 186 million people when you add up all the different accounts and add Facebook and Instagram. It's a lot of people. And that's more than the media companies have, frankly, by a lot. And so if I get a story that's wrong, I can put a social media. I don't usually use the word Twitter. I say social media. But I put something out, and the next day or the next hour or the next minute, everybody's reading about it. So I'm able to refute fake news, and that's very important.
Yeah, like the fake news saying that he's advocating, quote unquote, gunning down American citizenships. He just said that, I think, something like looting leads to shooting. And, you know, I looked it up because I thought I remembered Mayor Richard J. Daley of Chicago, the first Richard J. Daley of Chicago. You know who he was? He was the guy who stole enough ballots in Cook County in 1960 to get John F. Kennedy elected president. You think that guy would be a big hero of the moon bats in Silicon Valley and inside the Beltway in Manhattan, you know? So I looked it up on YouTube. You can look it up. Just go Richard J. Daley, shoot to kill. And it's right there. It's right there. He said after the rioting broke out in 1968, April 1968, after Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, he said, I've issued orders to the police to shoot to kill if they see anybody torching a building. Arson could kill people. Shoot to kill. That's what he said. And Trump didn't even say shoot to kill. He just said, you know, you get involved in these kinds of looting situations. These aren't protests. Some of them are protests, but this is looting. If you're looting and you're torching buildings, you could get killed. That's the way it is.
And it's not honoring the memory of George Floyd. Trump tweeted that out as well. It's totally taking away from anything, any movement that was going to happen because of this. They're just taking the attention off of this man who was wrongfully killed, and they're putting it on targets and auto zones that are being burned to the ground. Right. And Ali Velshi, if people haven't seen that tweet, Ali Velshi's standing in front of a burning building, and he says something along the lines of, these protests, for the most part, are not unruly. And literally, the world behind him is on flames. And I think Laura Ingraham retweeted it, and she said, in other news, up is down and down is up. Like, they don't want us to see what we're seeing. They want us to believe them instead of our own eyes.
Yeah, and, you know, they want to blame this on Trump because they blame everything on Trump. But the fact is, you have a totally unqualified mayor, Jacob Frey, John Hinderacher, who knew him from his law firm, the guy from Powerline Blog. We had him on yesterday, and he said he's totally unqualified. Anyone who doubts whether John Hinderacher knew what he was talking about should look at the press conference today. He's totally lost. His idea, the rioters are in the neighborhood. Let's pull the police out and let the rioters burn down the police station. And then he tells, while you're burning down the police station, can you please observe social distancing?
I know.
Can you wear a mask?
Well, that's Howie. Can I add on to that? Because Mayor Bill de Blasio said that he backs George Floyd protest despite coronavirus gathering ban. And I just want to say, okay, I don't want to get into it. I've made it perfectly clear at this point, so I'm not going to say it again, that I understand the outrage over George Floyd. These riots, they're not protests. A lot of these things are riots, okay? I want to understand why de Blasio made such a strong stance against a Jewish funeral for a rabbi, but he's saying that this is okay. I'm talking scientifically. Does the coronavirus not spread when we're burning down targets and rioting, but it does spread during funerals? That's all I want to know, because apparently they're all listening to the CDC. That's what Charlie Baker says. They all listen to these health experts. I want the experts to explain to me why Karen Polito's graduation parties, the virus doesn't spread, but my sister's graduation party, the virus would spread. It just, the rules here aren't making much sense.
Which house in the Polito Bureau compound in Massachusetts, Grace, is it the brother's house or the sister's house or the parent's house? Where are they going to have the keg party this weekend?
It's at the party house.
Hey.
Howie, this is Grace's news, first of all. And I decided that because I was listening to the Baker press conference, I would actually lead off with a few updates from Charlie Parker himself.
This is the governor of Massachusetts, and he heard that Governor Cuomo was starting to reopen New York, and so he said, I must do exactly what Cuomo does. So fortunately for people in Massachusetts, Governor Cuomo has decided to open up New York. We've become a colony of New York.
We've become a copycat state, Howie. I totally agree with you, because the thing that I kept hearing Charlie Baker say is, well, the other states did this and it seemed to work. And I just started to think to myself, what would have happened if every state was waiting for another state? Like, if everyone was cowardly and waited for someone else to do it first, nothing would ever get done.
You know, Grace, wouldn't it have been better if he had followed in the footsteps of, I don't know, Texas and Florida?
Yeah, but, you know, politically, he just aligns so much more with Rhode Island and New York and Washington.
How about Colorado? Not only have a Democrat governor, it's a gay Democrat governor.
Well, the interesting thing,
Charlie Baker can take his cues from a gay Democrat.
The interesting thing, Howie, is that these reporters today were asking him, because they have all these guidelines. They're very proud of the posters and the checklists. I'm noticing that. As someone who's presented to a class before for school and not had a lot behind me, like I had to make the most out of what I had.
Mm-hmm.
You have like kind of a C-plus project. You're trying to make it into a B-minus. I know what it's like to pump up your material. They're pumping up this poster. It's really all about the poster. So I want to play Polito on the checklist and the poster. This is cut 34.
So having a checklist, literally, with these the things you need to do in order to make your workplace safer, and then to have a poster and post that in a place so that the public and the workforce knows you've taken it seriously and that this place is safe. That, for instance, between seatings, there will be a sanitization process.
The tables won't be preset
with utensils and plates. That condiments won't be on the table when you get there. That both workers, as they move around the restaurant, have to wear a face covering. And that patrons wear their face covering.
Hold on. I'm going to have to comment on this. As the resident waitress amongst us here at the Howie Carr Show, I'm going to have to comment on this. When you're trying to wait tables and you've got a million things going on, maybe you're good at it. Maybe you're like me and you're just mediocre. You got a million things going on. You're sweating. You're usually running on, you know, very little food. You're running around. It's a very physical job waiting tables. I cannot imagine doing it in a face mask. Not to mention the fact that I usually have makeup on, so it's going to get all over the mask, which is definitely not sanitary. And how are you supposed to talk to people? You're going to lift it up?
Well, you can't get within 6 feet of the table. That's another one of the rules. Wasn't that on the poster?
Just going to shout?
These documents.
What side do you want with that? I just don't understand how this is going to fly. And you had a good point, Howie, with the kitchens. They get so hot.
I love these words, too, Grace. Sanitization. Sanitization. The other day, Charlie Parker, the governor, was talking about how he had to go to the barber shop for his first haircut, and he was wearing a mask, and he had to wash his hair beforehand. He had to get his temperature taken. He had to get the test, and then he had to sign an attestation. Now, do you have to sign an attestation before you have the sanitization, Grace? Do you know that? Can we get a clarification on that?
It seems like getting your haircut is going to require as much paperwork as leasing a car. It's getting a little bit insane. By the way, guys, don't forget my birthday special is up. All you have to do is go to HowieCarshow.com, click on the store. You can pick anything you want. If you go to the catalog, we have cheap bastard deals. We have T-shirts. We have books. Whatever you want, the first 150 orders today will get a free mask. So if you order and you're part of the first 150, which if you do it now, you will get a free mask. It doesn't matter what you order. If it's a book, if it's a T-shirt, if it's a bundle, you'll get it. So HowieCarshow.com. And that is my birthday gift to you, because Howie, I'm a giver.
That's right. We'll talk more about this when we return. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly, but fires have been started, and...
All right, move on! Nothing to see here! Please disperse!
That, of course, was the Ali Belshi and then Leslie Nielsen. He was also on the scene today, believe it or not, back from beyond. There was another MSNBC reporter, Grace, who said that I'm here in front of the police station where a fire happened.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. Those fires, man.
Spontaneous combustion.
That's what I say when I try to cook.
Took down a police station in Minneapolis.
Howie, when I try to cook in the kitchen, I say the same thing. I'm like, I didn't start this. This happened. I walked in and this happened. And the dinner was there and it was on fire.
As Bill Clinton used to say, mistakes were made.
I'll say. Howie, I want to talk briefly before we get to the poll question. Amy Klobuchar refuses to withdraw a VP bid over prosecutor record criticism. I'm assuming you saw this story, and I want to get your take. She is saying that this is a bold-faced lie, that she thinks Joe Biden will make a good decision on who should be VP. And as for the other matters, I think you better get the facts straight.
Say goodnight, Amy.
Yeah, it's over, Amy.
It's over.
This
it's over.
Was it.
And this guy, you know, all these liberals in Hennepin County, where Minneapolis is, and the state of Minnesota, which is not as conservative as Minneapolis, St. Paul, obviously. I mean, how did they let this guy stay on the police department? He shot that guy that she was involved with not prosecuting. And then after she goes to the Senate, there's a new DA, and he shoots somebody else. He shot a Native American. I don't know the circumstances of that one, but this guy seems to be a bit of a rogue cop, shall we say.
No, Howie, I totally agree with you. And the frustrating thing about this is that there seems to be this diversion of anger to Trump and to Republicans, when really everyone should be angry at this guy, because he's created such chaos. Not only did he kill that George Floyd, but now he's created all of these riots, and it's just it shouldn't be like this.
Right.
He shouldn't have done that. He's a bad cop. There are bad cops, but that doesn't mean the target needs to burn. I don't know who that
helps. I felt sorry for. I saw something somewhere of a black store owner just crying and saying, "I worked so hard to get here, and now his store was destroyed." And Al Sharpton saying these ridiculous things, like saying, "Why are we going after the black owned businesses? Shouldn't Al Sharpton be keeping his mouth shut, considering what happened at Freddy's Fashion Mart on 125th Street in Harlem? You know, he was talking about white interlopers, and somebody went in and set a fire. Seven people, none of whom were white, by the way, died." I don't think Al Sharpton needs to get involved in anything about any kind of looting and burning and arson questions at all.
And Howie, just to further your point, there's this, because I know you've brought this up before, now everyone's setting up these straw men, and specifically who's famous for setting this up is Obama. He's saying this shouldn't be normal about the George Floyd killing. It's not normal. That's why people are so upset. If this was normal, then people would just be, you know, not talking about it. It's the biggest news story in the United States right now. I just don't understand this thing about, you guys shouldn't be acting like this is no big deal. Who's acting like it's no big deal? I'm confused.
Yeah,
who are these people you're talking about?
Do we have time for that? I don't even know if we have time. Today's poll question is brought to you by Grace's Birthday Bargain. Purchase any item or cheap bastard deal on the Howie Carr Show right now, and you'll get a free Boomer Naturals 30-day reusable face covering for free. This is a good deal. Visit HowieCarsShow.com and click store. Offer limited to the first 150 orders today. Happy birthday, Grace.
And
we have to set it up by the sound cut. This is from Montgomery County, Maryland. They're announcing the reopening of barbershops. Listen to this. Cut 24.
Again, these are Governor Hogan's recommendations. Personal services, hair salons, and barbershops open for hair only, no haircuts, no manicures, none of the, no pedicures.
What? So the barbershops and hair salons will be open, but no hair will be allowed to be cut.
That sounded like I was in the crowd. What?
What's the poll question there, Jared?
Would you go to a barbershop to get styled but not cut?
No.
No.
86% agree. No, they would not.
I'm worried about that 14%. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This black firefighter in Minneapolis, he had invested his life savings. I guess he was getting near retirement age. He wanted to have a sports bar. You know, some people have a dream that, you know, they want to have the neighborhood pub or a tavern, whatever you want to call it. This guy wanted a sports bar. So he'd been working for it. He'd been planning to open it in March. But then the panic struck and he was shut down. And so he's going to reopen next week, June 1st, Monday. Because that was when the the city and the state were going to begin cautiously reopening. Although, again, all the deaths, even more deaths than in Massachusetts, over 80% of the deaths in Minnesota are in nursing homes. The average age of the victims is 86. But this guy, I think his name is Corboy Bala. And so he was interviewed by CBS News after his bar. It hasn't even opened yet. It was looted. They stole all the booze out of it. They stole all the fixtures. Then they torched it. And he was interviewed by CBS News yesterday morning. And he's a black guy. And this was the protest. His fellow African Americans, basically, probably some other people as well, they burned down his bar to protest the death of another black guy. Here it is. Here's what he's talking about.
I don't know what we're going to do. We worked so hard to get here. So hard.
Don't know what's happening there. Something was going wrong. While he was speaking live on CBS, the looters, I'm not going to call them protesters. I'm not Ali Vesey. The looters were breaking back in to the bar because they knew that, as Trump said, the mayor is very weak. Plus, there's nothing you can do in that kind of a rioting situation. Not much you can do. They were breaking back in on live national TV to steal his safe. They wanted to get rid of everything. Do we have the cut?
Today we found Corboy Bala, who invested his life savings into opening this sports bar, cleaning up. While our camera was there, looters came back to try to steal his safe.
Right, trying to steal the safe.
I don't know what we're gonna do. We worked so hard to get here. So hard.
So terrible. So terrible. You know, I mean, it's terrible what's happening to all these small businessmen. I mean, he's a victim of looters and events beyond his control. Other people in these blue states have worked hard, and their businesses are being ravaged, decimated by bureaucrats who have no understanding whatsoever of what they're talking about. That's, it's a different kind of devastation. But at the end of the day, their dreams are destroyed, just like that black firefighter in Minneapolis. It's a shame. 844-500-4242. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Howie, it's Rick. A little special pleading. The sisters at the school where my daughter goes are trying to have a camp up in New Hampshire, and they're waiting for the 1st of June to hear what the governor up there has to say. I was hoping you'd have the governor on to try to persuade him to open up those summer camps for the kids.
We've tried to get Governor Chris Sununu. He always comes on, when he's running for re-election and he's in a close race and he's done something good that we can thank him for. But he's been MIA, missing in action, Rick, for a long time now. I wouldn't get my hopes up too much. He's talking about quarantines and extending it, and I don't know. What are they going to do if they can't open the camp, Rick?
It's not a hardship. There's plenty of sunshine down here, but you would think that with the sunshine and fresh air would be the best thing for this.
Right. I know. Yeah. One of the other things that we played some cuts from Montgomery County about how you can barbershops are open, but you can't cut the hair. You can have services in a church parking lot, but you can't go into the church. And you can get your car washed the outside, but you can't get the inside of the car washed, even though you had to come to the outdoor car wash in the inside of the car wash. None of it makes any sense. And another thing they said is that you can have summer camps, but only if the summer camps are open. This is in Montgomery County, Maryland. If it starts raining and thundering and lightning, the kids can't go inside to take shelter from the lightning and the torrential downpours. None of this stuff makes any sense, Rick. And you can't expect to reason with these people rationally. They are totally intoxicated with the power that they've taken, and they're not going to give it up without a fight. They don't care, and somehow they think that these polls indicate that they're very popular. And I don't trust any polls, but I particularly don't trust polls that say that governors like Baker Parker in Massachusetts or Hogan in Maryland or Pritzker in Illinois, I don't think they're going to benefit from this long term. I would add Cuomo to that list as well. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. So I'm up here in Maine, and every day I listen to Mills, and I can't only take a couple seconds of it before I change it. But on social media, I have a lot of liberal friends who early on were posting, you know, about her praises and CDC Director Shaw, his praises. And he should have a raise and all this. And now a couple of them are restaurant owners. And just today, I was telling my son about it. Just today, one of the same guys posted, okay, enough's enough. It's been 3 months. He posted all the CDC website data that he's been, you know, ranting about over the past 3 months. And now changes tune because he can't open in York County. You know, so, and now it's affecting them personally. Now they're starting to change their tune. I don't know how Mills is going to.
You know, that was an old saying back in the day, Brian. A conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. In the case of your friends, a conservative is a liberal business owner who's been mugged by these ridiculous overreach by Governor Janet Mills and her CDC director, this guy named Shaw, whoever he is.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Brian, what are they going to do? This is York County, Maine, if you haven't been listening to the show. The governor told everybody that all the restaurants in York and Cumberland counties, which is Portland South and Androscoggin, just the three southernmost counties, could open. And then a couple of days ago, she said, you know what? We had two fatalities today. I've changed my mind. I'm not going to let the restaurants open. I mean, it's, you know, even the biggest liberal in the world has got to be ripping his hair out, Brian, right?
That's exactly who this guy is. He's a good friend of mine, but he is ripping his hair out, and he's the most liberal guy I know. And he's totally flipped because he has to. I mean, he can't open his tiny little place in York. You know, he doesn't have the space to open up outdoor seating. That's a big thing, too. Everyone, you know, they're saying, oh, well, you should buy some tables and put it out in the parking lot. Well, he doesn't own the land outside the parking lot. So, you know, not to mention the expense and the food that he had bought beforehand that now he just has to dump, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, think about that. She told them they could open up next week. And then she 5 days before, she changed her mind. So all these people bought food. How about all the people that work for him? Some of them probably worked for him for years. Yeah, taking temporary jobs. They gave up the temporary jobs because they were going back to work for him. And this multiply this by hundreds of restaurants. And not just in Maine, not just in those two, three counties. This is happening all over the country. You know, these governors and mayors and in some cases, the unelected boards of health are making these decisions, these imperious decisions. And they have no idea what they're doing, most of them. No Thanks problem. For the call. Thanks for the call, Brian. 844-500-4242. Alice, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alice.
Hi, Howie. I'm in the New York area. I'm in the suburbs of New York. And we have a lovely town, and we're considered in the Hudson Valley area. And they're just now saying, King Cuomo said phase one, some of the things can open. But a lot of things can't still open. And we've got, the weather is beautiful. The restaurants that have outdoor seating are beautiful little restaurants, small businesses. Mm-hmm. They could be having business. We could be going out. We could be doing a ton of stuff. It's okay to go to Acme or Stop and Shop and do your freaking shopping, but you can't go out and do anything else. This is getting to be really, I'm really angry with everybody.
Alice, you know, I just mentioned the high poll numbers. Supposedly, Andrew Cuomo, King Cuomo, as you called him, is extremely popular. His favorability numbers, according to the polls, is in the high 70s. Do you buy that?
No, I do buy it because there are a lot of stupid people out there, and all they do is that from the beginning when they saw the king sitting there and pontificating and bloviating with his words and his calm manner when he was, in fact, actually killing our senior citizens, and then now he's blaming it on Trump, this man is evil. He is an evil, evil person. With the abortion bill, letting out all the people from the jails, it's horrible. But unfortunately, we have a lot of stupid people here, and they just love him.
There was another horrible story, no bail. The Democrats finally took over the state Senate in Albany in the 2018 elections. So they've had a run. And so they basically legalized infanticide. And, you can have a post-birth abortion, a partial birth abortion. And people were complaining about that. And King Cuomo, as Alice is calling him, said to the press, said, if you're pro-life, you can leave New York. If you're pro-Second Amendment, you can leave New York. And they also did away with bail to a large degree. Most crimes, you can't get bail. There was another horrible story in the New York Post today about a guy who'd been let out with no bail, a career criminal. And he had attacked an elderly woman and strangled her, suffocated her, and cut off the flow of oxygen to her brain. And then raped her. She's brain dead. All because of this bail reform that's endorsed by King Cuomo. So, I mean, all these governors, it's not just the screw up on the, sending patients back into the nursing homes or taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in contributions, shall we say, from the nursing homes and then letting them basically operate unregulated and killing all the old people. It's not just that. They screw up at every level. Pritzker's got all these problems with the state pensions, and Charlie Baker in Massachusetts has got problems with the registry of motor vehicles and the children's services department. All these things, they screw up everything. These liberal governors. I mean, there's a lesson here. Conservative states are better managed and better run, and they're open now. And the blue states are not. The blue states are a disaster, and that includes ones with rhino governors like Hogan in Maryland and Baker in Massachusetts. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
I would assume that if it's not already going on, they'll be calling President Trump a racist tonight for referring to the rioters, the looters in Minneapolis and across the country now as thugs. So I think it's important that we play a cut from 2015, cut 23.
The same organizers now going back into these communities to try to clean up in the aftermath of a handful of protesters, a handful of criminals and thugs who tore up the place.
Thugs.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
844-500-4242. Incidentally, as they announced this sort of beginning of a reopening in New York City, Mayor de Blasio said that because of the problems with the MTA, the subways and the buses, and, they're going to be fewer on them, I guess. He said that people are going to have to improvise getting to work. Improvise. That's easy for him to say. He has a NYPD SUV that takes him from Manhattan, from Gracie Mansion, to his favorite gym in Brooklyn. He doesn't have to improvise. He just has to step outdoors. That's It's very, very Marie Antoinette of him. Let them eat cake and improvise. He is the worst mayor ever, ever in the city of New York. Probably close to the worst mayor ever anywhere. Roger, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that as I was watching the riots last night. People forget that the police chief in these big cities is appointed by the mayor. So for the mayor to try to pass the buck, maybe the mayor should have seen that these bad cops were not on the force, in the same way with the governor. Right. It was his duty to call up the National Guard, and he farted around for a week before he did it. So when I saw the mayor last night tell the police to leave their precinct and run and hide, I think that's why there's a Second Amendment in this country, because people realize that we can't rely on anything anymore.
Well, I've mentioned this repeatedly on the show the last couple of days, but if you want to know how frivolous and how silly Mayor Jacob Frey in Minneapolis is, a week ago, he gave orders to his police department to begin, as of last Tuesday, I guess it didn't take effect, obviously, given what's happened. But as of last Tuesday, he ordered the police department to begin writing out $300 citations to anyone seen in public in the city of Minneapolis who was not wearing a mask, including children as young as 2 years old. That's where his priorities were, Roger. Writing citations to babies.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to write out a citation to all the rioters and the looters last night.
Well, he was asking them to please obey the social distancing rules and to wear they don't call them masks, they call them face coverings. The masks are reserved for the healthcare professionals, you know. So I don't know. Do we have a cut from the mayor here? He's a fool. This is him responding to President Trump saying that he's a weak mayor. You got that?
And I have it here. I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city. A total lack of leadership, says the president. Either the very weak radical left mayor Jacob Frey get his act together and bring the city under control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done right. That was the first of two tweets from the president.
Well, let me say this. Weakness is refusing to take responsibility for your own actions. Weakness is pointing your finger at somebody else during a time of crisis.
He's the mayor. The buck stops here, Mayor. It doesn't stop at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.